Something in the Mishabura in Simen Shemem on Siftalit. So the Mishabura now in Sifkat and Chabez, after discussing the halachas which are mentioned in the Sif, he decides to go into a long arichus and discuss some of the basic halachas of Kosev, simply because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really talk too much about Kosev. So he's going to fill in a lot of the gaps. V'agav the Marah Parim Manit Mina Gemara Poskim Ikrei Dinei Kosev U'Moichek B'davar Sheyesh B'chiv Chatos B'davar Shepoter B'Oser Ki HaShulchan Aruch Kitzur B'Zeh. I'm going to go through the main points over here. What are the things which are Chayiv? What are the things which are Oser Mi Rabbanon? The Shulchan Aruch did not go into this in depth. So I'm going to fill in the gaps. Aleph. Ener Kosev Chayiv Ad Sheyichter B'davar HaRoshim V'Omeid. It has to be something which makes it visible and it lasts. Kan diyo, for example, diyo or shchor. So what is shchor? Hanu pechom. They would make it out of a lamp black. Vesikra, which is a seva adam, which is a red color. Vekumus, which is a strafa ilan, which is a type of a gum, which would you could write with it. Meafotzim, gall nuts. Kankatum is like a copper sulfate type of a...
You can make what out of
this? These are like kinds of ink.
Different types of inks, yeah. Cleophorus and a pencil. A lead, something which writes with lead. These things last. So that's chay. So it's only chay if it's oimid. But it has to be something which is able to hold the writing. Here in al or uklaf, writing on a hide or on a parchment, on the yor paper va'etz on wood creates behem. Al v'kosev b'davar shein rishum on oimid. If the medium that he writes with is something which doesn't last. Here in mashkim or meperis, different types of liquids. Or alternatively, if he writes on something which doesn't last, is potter. So the final thought is that the medium that you're writing with has to be something which lasts, and the medium what you're writing on has to be something which lasts. McCain, next step. That's recursive. Ein hamoyche chayiv. Moichik is the opposite of kosev. So, a ksav, which would be considered a ksav, being moichik, it is called moichik. If something doesn't have a lach of a ksav, it's not called moichik when you remove it. So, something which is not oimid, or anten which is not oimid, is not called moichik. This is all talking about the level of chiyuv which a person would be if he does it b'shogeg. He'll be chayiv chatos. Alisa the rabbanon yesh afilu b'kosev b'davar sheino oimid al davar sheino oimid. But even though it's something which is temporary, mirabbanon, it's going to be aser. And not only is it aser mirabbanon when you have one temporary element, even if both are temporary, both what you're writing with is a temporary type of a thing. It tends to not last. And what you're writing on doesn't last either. So you have two eno miskayims. It's all simid rabbanon. V'chein l'nyin mechika. And the isur rabbanon would then apply to this isur of being meichik mir rabbanon, such a ksav. Okay. Beis. This is a Gemara Kosev al Psara B'Diyo is Chayiv. In Neshu Or, it's writing on the person's skin is Chayiv. Avishal Chamimus Psara Maveris Aksav Lachas Mahan. Even though the nature of the body, the oils and different things that it puts out eventually causes the Ksav to sort of fade. Hareza Dorma L'Ksav Shenimchuk, that we look at the Pshat as you wrote something. And what you wrote on is intrinsically something which can last. There are outside things which are going to happen, which are going to erase it. So, regards to what you wrote on, it's something which you use the O on or it should last. The fact is, well, you wash your hands 75 times, and you have oil, and you have dirt, and eventually it rubs it away. Okay, so it's rubbing away. That's called mechika. That's not called a lack of ksiva. Alamasarit al-basari suras ksav, a person would cut into his skin, scratch into his skin, letters is potter. Shein derech ksiv b'kav, that's not called a normal fashion, so it's writing with a shinui, and he's not going to be chayv. Okay. Now, a karei alor, if a person takes not a person's skin, but he takes a hide, and he cuts into the hide, ketav nis ksav, so he cuts into it letters. So chayv mishum kosev, even though he's not writing with any, there's no ink over here, he's cutting letters into the ore, but he wrote letters on the ore, so that's called writing. Haroshim al or ksav nis ksav potter. So now the Rambam shita is that if a person would write on the ore, ketav nis ksav is potter. It's not clear why, and that's the quote of the Rambam, and the bracket, and the Mishabur in the brackets points out. The gears which we have in the Tosefta says the opposite, that writing on the ore is chayiv, cutting the ore is not chayiv, ripping the ore is not chayiv. The exact opposite of the Rambam. So the Rambam's Shita seems to be connected to the Tosefta, and the Rishonim grapple with what's shown on the Rambam.
The koreas that you're sort of like cutting, like the ore will be in the shape of a letter?
No, you have a piece of a skin and you're going to cut out an aleph and cut out a base. Right.
Cut out an aleph. So you'll like, there'll be like a separate aleph. And the second thing, the erosion or with happiness is like
you're writing on it.
You're writing on it with not with ink, but with a...
No. He's writing on it with I think what he means is that you take a blunt.
A blunt object.
A blunt,
like etching into it.
Etching into it, right?
Not with an ink, but etching into it.
Right. So even though it's a thick ore, and eventually, I imagine the logic behind it, because eventually, even though it stays for quite some time, you can sort of like itch into it. But eventually it might wear out or something. I'm not sure. It's not clear what the Rambam says it's potter. That's the Tosefta says the opposite. Okay. Gimel, HaKosev Ksav HaGav Ksav. So a person writes on top of something which is written already. Dehainu, Shever Kumas Aloysia Shaksubim Kvar. So you have letters written on a cloth, let's say, for example. So eventually they start to fade. So a person takes ink, and he runs over the ksav which is there to make it fresh, freshen it. Lechitshim is potter. The holoi hani midi, that even though it makes it look better, etc., that's not a real act of ksiva, because it is already written there. Okay, the hani midi kashahoyu diyo dabi diyo, or sikra gabi sikra, using the same medium of writing both times. The ink is going to be the ink, or the sikra was a red ink. Okay. Now, alim hever the yo al gabi sikra. What about if a person takes black ink and he writes over something written in red? So that situation, you can't say it's just the same. It's the same. It's a little better than before, especially because already was there. It's a whole new letter because it's a different color. Chayiv shtayim. So the Gemara says he's chayiv twice. This is a whole new. It's a level, better level of ksiva, because it's do. And he's obliterating the red letters which are there beforehand. So that's called mechika on the letters beforehand, below, and it's called ksiva regards to the new letter that he made. So he's chayiv, the Mor says he's chayiv shtayim.
Writing now black.
It was red in the bottom, and he put black ink on top of it. He wrote in black on top of it. Yeah. We have a sikra gabi dio, Now the opposite, let's say he already had letters written in black and now he writes on red, in red on top of it. It's part of the makalkalhu, because what it actually damages the vibrancy of the black. So what he's accomplished is that he's been makalkal, so that makalkal is patur on Shabbos. But the ikra din uksiva gab uksiva is not called it's not a real bona fide uksiva. Okay, Dalit. And of course, Chayiv Chaltas Hashiach to Shtei Oisius. The shear for the Chayiv of Ksiva is two letters. Of Mkosav Oisachas, he wrote one letter, Philo Oisach Gedarlo Kishtayim. The size of the letter was, it's a very large letter. It could be really the base of the amount, the space it takes to write two letters, and the ink that it takes to write two letters. But he only wrote one letter, he's Pater Mechatas. So he pointed out before that even one letter is an Issa D'Raisa, like one hair is an Issa D'Raisa by the Malacha of Gozes. One letter is an Issa D'Raisa. But the shear for Chi of Einish, of Korban, or Einshim, is two letters. Okay? Now, Zalk, the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. There's one situation where I write a freestanding letter. Okay, you know what? That's not enough to be chayiv. But there's already letters written there. Now I write the one letter next to them. So this letter is not freestanding. It's now part of a word. It completes the word or something of that sort. So maybe in that case it should be different. He says, no, even in that case, one letter is still potter. Kivin the b'shabbos l'kosav elo izachas. If this is the last letter of a whole sefer, so this one letter you finish the whole book, writing the whole thing, that's already chayiv. The Hani Maisa too. That's a significant accomplishment, and therefore, even though it's only one letter, that one letter gets a chashivas, the equivalent in halacha as if it was two letters.
It's like Machab Patish.
No, for cursive, he's chayiv for cursive.
Why wouldn't it also be Machab Patish?
So that's a good question. That's a great question. In other words, there's a Miri that understands that Makav Patish might only be. He asks the kasha, like, so when I put something into the oven to bake, so I should be chayiv because of baking, because of Makav Patish, because the Maisa, at the end, that I have a loaf of bread, right? And, you know, you could ask almost like any one of the malachas, theoretically, there's always a potential for Makav Patish. So he says that the malacha Makav Patish, the way Rashi explains, in the Mishnah even, was that after they would finish the Iker making the Kli, they would then go and...
like polish it?
And they would take the hammer and bang the hammer against the anvil to smooth out the top of the hammer.
Just smooth out the top of the hammer?
From all of the work that it did on it was banging against the wet metal, eventually it itself gets a little bit scratched, etc. And next time it's going to bang against metal, it might rip it. So you smooth off. So it's almost like it's like a step after the process. So I'll say once you have a completed Kli, so I have the Kli is functioning, and I put some designs on it. That's Makav Patish. Making the last step of the Kli is not Makav Patish. Makav Patish was an example of something which is done after you finish the process. It's like that added knach afterwards, but the last step itself is not Makav Patish. That's what the Miri in Masechta Shabbos in Perek HaBoina, who says that Yesod. And he actually says it on this mission of Oisachas, this case that you asked. So it's a good question. It's a Miri's question. A case of Oisachas, Menikat Olel L'Simon. A person wrote one letter and put a marking to indicate that this letter is to be understood as some type of an acronym or a gematria or something of that sort. It represents more than itself. So Al Bishakar and Mimena Ayadeze Tevashlem, even though through that marking this represents a full word, is Potter. For example, Ketsa. Gun Shikosa Oismam. So you have a container which is your Meiser container. So you want to put markup that's for Meiser. So you put a big mem on the container. Everybody says, oh, that's the Meiser container. So they read the mem as the word Meiser. So, or you wrote the letter mem to me a number. So people say, oh, 40. Filachi is pot, even though it represents a whole word, but it's only one letter, so it's not chayv. Okay. Hamagia ois achas va'osa ois hashtayim. The letter is there. And he does an action to the letter to divide the letter into two parts, to make it into two separate letters. So what's the example of that? Chilek gag haches v'nasha shnei zayin. So when you write the letter ches in the Ksav Ashuris, so it's basically two zayins with a line connecting the two parts. So if you take away that line, you have two zayins. So our surfer wasn't being careful, and the place where his eyesight's not so good, he's supposed to say mezuzos mem zayin zayin, and he wrote a ches instead of two zayins. He says, "Oy, so he goes and he scratches out the line which connects it to. Now he has two zayins. So all he did was magia the ois, and he gets up with two letters. And v'hutzarach lezeh, and that's what he needed is chayiv. Even though the act, he didn't really write any letters now on Shabbos. It's already written beforehand. But he did a maisa which gives him accomplishes giving him two letters. That's also chayiv. Okay. Now, he's come a little of ches, what about the other around? A person went on Shabbos, planning to write a ches. He forgot about Shabbos. Okay, and he wanted to write a ches. But because of Shnei Zion, he ended up writing two Zions instead. So he had to write one letter. He wrote two letters. Oh, he's come a little of mem. He wanted to write a mem. But all the other, chaf vav, ayyadeh shadilak akumus, vonim shachoyz kiroi. So the pen skipped, and the place where a mem, if you picture a mem, that mem really, the way we actually write a mem in the Sefer Torah is a chaf and a vav. The place where the vav and the chaf attach, the pen skipped. So now instead of having a mem, he has a chaf and a vav. He wrote two letters. He everything he did, he intended to do. But he had to do a little bit more. He ended up with one letter. He ended up with two letters. So he wrote two letters on Shabbos. So the law is the race of potash on his kavanah oisachas. But his kavanah was only to write one letter. So even though he wrote two letters, he had no intent for two letters. He's not going to be chai. It's going to be usher, but not going to be chai. Okay. Hey, shnei osher shamarnu l'chiyuv. Who I feel im lo nasa teva al yedezeh. These two letters do not have to be a word, as long as they're the letters that he wants to write. And he, whatever reason he wants to write them, so that's called two letters. Kegayin Aleph Gimel, so Aleph Gimel is not a word. Keretz Bezeh. Filim Ha Yerstei Mshavas Mishem Echad, it's the same letter twice. Kegayin Teis Gag Choch Dar Kedoyma, Gam Ken Chayiv. Filim Ha Yerdei To Lit Mitzchil Litav Yoser. And even he planned to write more, he didn't finish his full intent. He wanted to write titnu, and he wrote just the tough, or gagos. He wrote the gimel. Because of Rak, Shnei Osher is Eilu Mehen. The way you write is you write one letter at a time. So the fact that he stopped before he completed everything he wanted to complete is not called it was that he didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to accomplish writing a test. A tough. He wanted to accomplish writing another tough. And he also wanted to accomplish one thing. He didn't do those things, but it doesn't mean what he did over here wasn't called Isavida Machshavta, that he wanted to do was accomplished. Okay.
It is called over here Isavida.
With that, the Lefim Ajanitzik Le'el B'Simulam Avav Deina Zayunim Shaloisi Shatnez Gates Ma'akev. New point. So there are, in the Ksav Ashuris, there are seven letters which have little crowns on their head. little zions that they put on top of these letters. The shin, and they could refer to Shatnez gates, because the shin, the ayin, the tes, the nun, the zion, the gimel, and the tzadi. Those are not ma'akik. Alma the mikri ksabaloi zep. So it means halachically, even in ksabashuris, these letters are called a valid form of writing the letter without the ziyunim on top. In Christ, the Oysius, the Philip is safe for Torah, Philip and Mezuzah, please, Yunan, Gamkin Chai. Since B'diavid, it's a kosher ksiva in the safer Torah. So if a person would write in the safer Torah or Philip and Mezuzah these letters, he would be Chayiv. For sure, if he's not writing it in the form of Stam, and he's not putting these Zionim, well, you don't really need Zionim over there anyway. For sure, it's Chayiv. And our minigs, when we write a get, we do not put these Zionim on the even though we write it in Ksav Ashuris, we don't put the Zionim on top. It's obviously it must be considered a ksav if we're writing these letters without the ziyunin.
Without the crown.
Yeah. Okay. Gam de malechus ksiva humi deraisa b'chol ksav b'chol loshen. There is one sheet of Rishonim which says that the chi of the rice of ksiva is only if you're writing ksav ashuris. Everybody argues in that opinion. So Mishabura says that makes it very clear. The person writes any alphabet, any language. He writes two letters. He's chayiv. B'chol ksav b'chol loshen. Any type of alphabet, any type of language. Everybody passes like that. So the reason why he's stressing this is because again there is one Rishon out of the many Rishonim who says not like this and says the only ksiva deraisa is ksav ashuris. Therefore, the Mishabura is stressing that's not we don't pass we don't that that's not nobody passes like that shita. Okay. Because of Aram, the filim mishnei simoni is chayiv. He wrote two letters that the point of the letters was not to function as letters, but to function as representing a number. So the Rambam holds that also is chayiv.
Like chafdal would be 24, something like that.
Right. Now there is another pshat over there, shtei simonios, which is even. Less than, it's not even letters. If I'm going to make some type of signage, then I make certain symbols, and these symbols represent whatever they represent. So making two of the symbols is called ksiva. Writing two of those symbols is called ksiva. Vav. Shtei osius shekamarnas lechiyuv. This halacha that a person is chayiv and two osius. So do they have to be connected? In other words, if I have a person writes one on one piece of paper and one on another piece of paper, is that chayiv? Or is it only if the two letters are together? If he writes it on two pages of a ledger, but they can be read together. How is that? The Hainuk Shaksavan Basif Sayan, he wrote them at the edge. So he wrote one on the inner edge on the left side of the ledger, and one on the inner edge on the right side of the ledger. So they're right next to each other, even though they're two different pages, but they're near each other enough that you can read it together. That's chayiv. Okay. And v'afilu im ksavim b'shnei kosti zovius mivifnim is chayiv. He writes on a wall, but in the corner of the wall, right next to each other. So one is on the south wall, on the inside of the south wall, right by the east wall, and one is on the inside of the east wall, right by the south wall. So they're right next to each other. So you look at two letters and read them together. But if he writes it on two different sides of the wall, he wrote two letters, but they have no shayachus one to the other. That's not chayiv. It's also, but it's not chayiv. He's chayiv since they're near each other. You can read it together. Now, He took a piece of parchment and he wrote a letter on it. One letter on that piece of parchment, and he wrote it in one place. Then later on in the day, he wrote in a different city, on a different piece of paper, he wrote a different letter. But he wrote them in such a way, if you bring the two pieces together, you can read them. See, they're not near each other, but since theoretically you could bring the two together and they would function, they would read together, that's guy. So it's not shem karvon. If you bring them together, negim zeh, they can read together. There's nothing lacking in the mitzvah ksiva of bringing the two together. Avol. So he's contrasting this with the following cases. He wrote one letter on the ground, one letter on the ceiling. It's on two walls, not near each other. He wrote it on two pages of the ledger on the outer sides. So one's all the way over here, one's all the way there. So you can't, they're not read together. In all those cases, the loch is putter. Even theoretically, you could bring them together. You could cut out the piece of the paper in the middle, but that's mechusar ma'isa. Okay, Zion. A kosev bismol, person writes with the left. A person who is, his natural ability to write is with his right hand. And he writes with his left hand. Ola achir yodoy, or he writes backhanded. He holds the kumas backwards and he moves his hand and he makes a letter. Right? So
it's a shinoi.
It's a shinoi. That's why he says he's butter.
Wow.
Baragla with his foot, Bepi with his mouth, Mermpeka with his elbow, Potter. Neshendar Ksiba Bakak, all these are considered a shinoi. Kumokim Isur Yesh. These are osur. Afilo Baragloi Vichiai Gavna. Even though we might have argued these things are so extraordinary, the Chazal didn't even, not even there's also Mirabonin. They asked even these really strange cases. So if I can hold my pen between my toes and write with it, I can't do that on Shabbos. Okay, Iter Shekasa Biminoi Shehi Loi Kismok Alodim, a person who is a lefty and writes with the right hand, which for him is the equivalent of what the average person has with writing with the left hand. He has when he writes with his right hand. So he's potter. Because of bismarla, for him, writing with the left hand is chayiv, because that's normal for him. Hashala b'shtayyadah, a person who's ambidextrous, b'shava, because of b'minah b'smarla is chayiv. For him, either hand would be chayiv, because both the hands...
they're both his strong hands, so to speak.
It's not a shini because he writes equally with both hands. And a Rebbe was ambidextrous. He would stand by the blackboard. He would write with his right hand. Then he would switch the chalk to the left hand and continue writing. And then he would go back and forth like that. He didn't have to move. He could cover a large part of the blackboard between his right hand and his left hand.
Wow.
Katan Oichez B'Shayadov B'Shava. I'm sorry, I skipped. Wrong line. Katan Oichez B'Kumas. So the child is holding the pen, and the adult takes the child's hands and moves the hands. So chayiv. So shehu eikar b'malach. So the child basically, it's the same thing. If the gadol holds the kumas, or he grabs the child's hand and holds the kumas, and he moves the child's hands, he's writing with the kumas. The fact that the kid's hand in the middle doesn't bother it. If the child is contributing, so then it's called his maisa, and then if he's a katan, the god will be potter. Kazamanas the kalkal, or person wrote on the hide. The purpose of writing on the hide was that now you can't use the hide for some other, for leather or whatever it is, because it has this writing on it. So there's an element of kilkel in the or. So he comes when he wanted to write. He wanted to write the letters. So that was his intent. His goal was destruction of the leather. So what's the loch? It's makalkel. No, it's chayiv. The chiyuv is not for what you accomplished and what you wrote in what you wrote, but the chiyuv is for the act of writing. The act of writing was what he wanted to accomplish. The fact that it's detrimental to what you wrote on doesn't change that. If a person would be merchik in a way that it's makalkel, that's definitely potter. Ches. Harashim Rishamim Mitsuris, person is making pictures of forms, Bakoisal on a wall, Bisheshar, Mikyotzibhen, using various paints. Kader Shasiram Roshim, like painters do. Reza told us Kaisiv Akai Mishum Kaisiv. So that the Rambam says that goes under the Malacha of Kaisiv, even though it's not writing letters, it's making pictures, but it's a told of Kaisiv. Bimaisa tsura b'li kli tsura.
Tsura b'li tsura?
Bimaisa tsura b'kli tsura. He makes a picture on a keli, which is made to have a picture on it. Hainu, shekli oimid l'kach l'noisa. The natural way, the standard way you would make this kli is you would make the kli and then you would paint it. You have painted vases. So the kli has been completed. You've made the kli, and now he starts painting on it. Seemingly, even if he doesn't finish the painting, each step of the process of painting is part of the malacha makav patish, each one on its own. Okay.
So the painting is the makav patish.
Right. Of the kli.
Yeah.
If there's a picture there, same as there's a malacha moichik on letters, there's a malacha moichik on pictures. The kedusakin, if it's done in a positive way, Reza told us moichik b'chayiv. Okay. Also, the chaber osir shel kesev leparoiches v'kiyotzibay. I'm not writing the letter. The letter is already made. I have letters made out of kesef, out of silver, and I want to attach it to a background. So the example he gives that they would attach it to the peruch is they take these beautiful silver letters with, you know, whatever.
With Velcro or glue or something like that?
And they would sew it onto the, or they would glue it on. So is that called kesef? I didn't really write the letter. The letter is already made beforehand, but the act of putting the letter onto the background is a form of kaisiv. Hmm. So it's also to do that, to ke'ein kaisiv. So he doesn't say that's a chi of the raisa. He says it's also mirabonon, because it's like kaisiv. Therefore, removing that would be the equivalent of moichik. So therefore, the Moshe of the Pesach can say like this: if I have it, want to play Scrabble on Shabbos, so leaving aside there's no Mikradin, there's no Isser of playing a game, which the standard way is that you keep score. It's a good idea because you're afraid a person might forget, but I can't tell you halachically it's Osir. That there's no Sefer Shulchan Aruch which says that a game which the nature is to keep score is also to play. There's no such Sefer Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, but this is Scrabbles with words. You're creating.
So now I already have letters which are formed, yeah. Right? I'm attaching and I'm putting them on the board. So is that distant over here?
It sounds like it.
So the difference is the also lachaber oisir shel kesef. When you put it on the background and you make it attached to the background, that's ksiva.
Well, it's not really attached, it's just sitting on the.
So just lying on the board is not oisir. There is something called deluxe Scrabble, which has like a box on each square, which holds the tile in place.
Oh, that's
also to do. That would go into this din of being mechaber oisius.
So if it's a flat board, then it's fine, or at least it's not completely usher.
No, it's make your din as mutter. You know, that's whether a person should be, you know, doing the, you know, where is there advice? Don't play games; you might forget and keep score. Yes, there's such advice. Is there advice that maybe you should spend your time doing other things? You know, maybe there's such advice also. But Hilchos Shabbos, I can't tell you it's osur. It's not osur. Okay, so that's a good place to stop. Because now he wants to talk about some of the melachos of Mechika and Sirtut. So he basically covered, till now, the melachos of Ksiva. So we'll hold it over here. We'll move, Hashem, on Monday night. We'll start the next part.